Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. So, good evening, and welcome to Desperate House Witches. We are off to a weird Mercury retrograde start. I am getting ready to call my sister in, because this is not gone as planned at all. So give me just a moment, and I will be right back. Okay, and now we are dialing.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, we are on the air. I don't know what the hell happened. Fucking Mercury retrograde, I swear to God, already.
All right, bullshit. I'm supposed to do... Okay, relax. I have to do my disclaimer before you start cursing. Anyway, good evening. My name is Raina Starr. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. That is Dorian Wallace, the person who has finally fixed the technical difficulties.
Yay.
Merry post-Yule, and for those who celebrate Christmas, have a happy. I'm going to go ahead and have you do your shout-out, and then I've got a laundry list of stuff. So go for it.
Okay. All right, to Stephen and Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips with a special Christmas sprinkle on it. There you go.
Woohoo! Okay, first order of business, I want to send a shout-out and well wishes and love and light to Carrie Fisher, who has just had a massive heart attack.
What?
Those of us, yeah, she was on an airplane and suffered a massive heart attack. She's in critical condition. That's all I know right now. So, Princess Leia, we're pulling for you. Please pull out of this. We can't afford to lose another person. What a mess. Anyway, orders of business. Shout out to one of our sponsors, the Angry Cauldron. The Angry Cauldron, for all of your interesting pagan type needs, candles, incense, blessings, personal consultations, international shipping. These people do it all. So go visit there. And our other sponsor, the amazing Wicked Witch herself, the fabulous Dorothy Morrison, which reminds me, I need to order more coffee because I'm running low. Yeah. Which is, I can't have it. I've got to have my hoodoo blend. Aside from her magical goods, her coffee is magical too. Highly recommend. Okay. So, it's a short show. We already had technical difficulties. We apologize. Computers are not always our friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
but it is going to be a short show.
Yes.
So, I have a little something to address as far as regifting. What are your feelings about regifting?
I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag, depending on the situation, what the gift is, who the giver is, because some people will get offended. And also keeping track of who gave it to you so that, you know, it's not re-given to that person or a person that that person knows. You know, there are some rules, but I'm not completely against it because, you know, there's some things that, you know, okay, like if I'm in an office situation and I give so-and-so something, you know, but I don't really know them that well. It's just kind of a mediocre gift, something that was not well thought out. You know, that I give an exception to. It's like, yeah, whatever. If they know somebody else who can use it better, Why not?
Okay.
I've regifted stuff.
Okay. So I personally have no problem with regifting. I have no problem with regifting something I've been given. I have no problem with somebody regifting something to me. However, there should be a little taste, a little tact involved, a little care given to the whole regifting situation. For example, I bought a very nice gift for a coworker. I mean, super nice gift. Okay? And she comes into my office yesterday and she says, I got you a little something. No, really, don't even open it now because it's really, really little. She was on her way out.
And
I opened the package and it wasn't about what the gift was. It's about how obvious it was that it was a regift, to the point where you could see that the box had been opened, resealed, reopened, retaped. I mean, I don't mind getting a regift, but don't make it so obvious. Do something so that it looks like more than a half a second of thought was put in. I mean, it was obvious that she had gotten this gift, probably regifted to her from somebody else, resealed the book. The box was like smashed down. The box was already yellowing from age and tape. It was like, wow. Obviously, this had been opened by at least two people prior, put back in the box, retaped again, and moved on to the next person. And the funny thing is about all of this is that the person who gave me the gift said, I remember you saying you wanted this. I never said I wanted it. Never would I have said I wanted this thing, because I had one years ago, and I didn't care for it then, and I told her I didn't care for it then. But apparently that somehow translated into, oh, you wanted one of these. No, sweetheart, I didn't, actually. But it was just so weird that because normally she is like the epitome of style, this person. And it was just I know it's the thought that counts, but there should be at least a thought, you know, like, okay, how about you take it out of the damaged box? How about you just put it in a little gift bag? I mean, anything to like pretty it up, put that thought in there. Cause this, obviously there was no thought. This was, and it really, when I opened it and saw it, and I think that's why she didn't want me to open it while she was there.
Oh.
Because I think she was sure that I would realize that, I mean, I don't even think she wrapped it. I think it was given to her, re-given to her, and she, like, surmised what it was and just decided, oh, fuck, I'm just passing this on. And she probably had no idea the condition of the box, but she really should have checked. Because it was just so blatant and so obvious. And I was like, wow, really?
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, no, it was just weird. Because I would think that people, you know, put more than that thought into it. It was obvious it was something she wanted to get rid of, and it was just kind of crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I believe in regifting. I have no problem with regifting. I am a regifting person, but appropriately. And I don't give it to somebody that I'm trying to impress, and I don't regift to somebody because to me, I don't like re-gift things to you. I give you shit. There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's like, I give my sister things. That's not a re-gift. That's a, I don't want this. Do you want this? I don't like this. Well, do you like this?
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
Nobody here is bullshitting anybody. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
yeah,
it was, I would have actually been happier had she not given me this particular thing, because it was just so silly and so obvious.
Oh, honey.
It was almost insulting because there was no thought in it.
Yeah, that's, see, now, okay, I will give a pass to poor people because I have been broke ass before.
Oh,
you
me
know,
too.
Most of the time. Yeah, broke ass. You know?
Me too.
Like,
oh, yeah. No. That's different.
But,
That's different. This is somebody who knows better. This is somebody who, and I didn't really want anything because technically I'm over this person, even though this person doesn't actually work because of any kind of necessity. It's actually, she has this job out of boredom, and I get that. Yeah, I mean, because she is that well off. I mean, on all counts,
nice.
Like she was raised with money, married into money, doing fine, not a problem. It's like,
apparently, tack did not come with that.
Well, and normally here's the thing. I was just so surprised because normally it does. And she's so wonderful and so thoughtful and such a kind-hearted person. I know that if she had seen the condition of the box, she would not have given it to me. And it was just like, I mean, she did think of me, and that was very, very sweet. But, I mean, this thing was so banged up. You know, and it was just one of those little pillows you put in the microwave to, like, sit on or warm your butt or whatever. And, I mean...
Yeah, buckwheat thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, like I said, it was really a sweet thought that she thought to give me anything, and it was completely unnecessary. And after opening it, I really wish she hadn't, because it kind of made me go, oh, you really did not even look. I mean, and no one would have given this to anybody in the condition that it was in. It's like, and I feel bad for, like, feeling cheesed about it a little bit, because it's like, it's supposed to be the spirit of giving, but it's like, it's just one of these situations where it's like, oh, I really wish you hadn't, because this actually kind of skews my view of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See,
I don't know.
See, now,
I could be thinking
about it all wrong. No. I agree with you. I do. I completely and utterly agree with you, because, see, that's the whole trap of the holiday giving. You know, it's like, I would rather say, you know what, I'm sorry, I don't have the money to get you something. I would rather make something for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I don't have the money, it's like, you know, but then again, you know, I have a modicum of skills. You know, I can draw, I can crochet a little bit, I can do this, I can do that, you know, I can cook, I can make you food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have that than something that feels like an afterthought, like, oh shit, I forgot this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I have this laying around, don't even bother to look at it, because it's almost an insult. Because I'm telling you right now, out of necessity, even poor people, they would have reboxed that. They would have redone that and made it look pretty, and yes, would have cleaned it up if there was any amount of dirt on it. You know, you have a right to feel that way, because it was kind of an afterthought. You know,
and I don't even mind the fact that it was an afterthought. I mind the fact that I wouldn't have given somebody something dirty.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean,
no.
I'm sure if she knew, I'm sure if she knew, she would not have given it to me, but she didn't even check to see. I mean, the box was obviously crunched to death. Crunched to death.
Yeah.
I mean, tape all over it, you know, like somebody had accidentally ripped the end and tried to put it together a little bit. I mean, I don't know. She should have just trashed the whole box and put it in a bag. It would have been fine
yes.
and adorable, and I would have thought, oh, how sweet. But it was dirty, and that part kind of bothered me.
Yeah,
that's
no. You don't do that. You know. You don't do that. Oh, gosh.
Oh, latest report is in. She is in stable condition for right
okay,
now.
Good.
So that's a plus. Eesh.
Oh.
What a
day. I cannot take it. I can't. This has been an entirely weird year. I mean, I don't think I've ever been excited since 1984 for this damn year to be over. That was the last time I was, that was the last awful year I really had, you know? And that's the whole thing. It's not really been awful, but there's been a lot of awful things happening around the world. I don't know. What's your view on that?
My view is, as bad as this year has been, you're in for 4 years of complete shit. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that topic. That's my opinion. I'm only basing it in the facts of what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want to go off, so I am just going to keep my mouth shut past that point.
Yeah. You know what? Let's hope for the best. Let's hope for the best.
Well,
and be prepared. You know, okay, actually, it wasn't in conjunction with that. I forget what it was, but my husband was actually talking about moving to Canada, I think yesterday. He was like, okay, we're moving to Canada. I was like, yes, finally. So why are we moving? What has finally changed your mind? And now I don't even remember. It's just, yay, we're moving to Canada. We're not really, because we can't afford to.
Okay.
But anyway. No, it was like, yeah, can we just like, I don't know, can we just have Canada take us over? Because we're not doing such a hot job.
They don't want us.
Yeah,
I don't blame
true.
Them. They do
yeah,
not
I
want
don't.
Us. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's just not good. Not good, very bad, very bad. It's, you know, a few more days to the year left. Can everybody please just agree to stay the fuck alive? That'd be great.
Yes.
I sure appreciate it.
Yes, no dying. No dying is allowed this year. Nobody. Not a single fucking person. They took all the good ones this year. I mean, they took David Bowie. They took I don't know about Glenn Frey. I liked his music, but whatever. I don't have any personal opinions on him. They took Alan Rickman. They took Leon Bridges. How many other freaking people? I mean, there were so many. I don't think I can count them all.
You mean Leon Russell?
Leon Russell, sorry. I was thinking.
Okay.
What's the Bridges? I don't know. There was a Bridges in there somewhere. Not one of, like, Jeff Bridges or Bo Bridges. Oh, God, what was it? But, yeah, there's, you know, nobody's allowed to die. Nobody. Not a single person.
That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
But on to happier stuff.
Okay.
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about next year, next week, as we have Jade Soul Luna coming up for our last show of the year. So hopefully he will have some good news. I don't know, but
that'd be great.
We'll talk about that next week. Prince, Alan Thicke, Sharon Jones. I don't know who that is.
She was a singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, and the mom from Brady Bunch just passed away too.
Florence Henderson.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just been a hell of a year. But anyway, tomorrow I start the second annual Xjamaganza. I'm so excited. I know it seems so stupid, you know, that I get so excited about sitting around in our pajamas, watching Christmas movies, eating junk food. Although, with the new stove, I'm not sure how I'm going to make popcorn. Because I usually pop it. Yeah, I pop it on the stove with bacon grease. You know, and it's flavorful. It's not over fattening, but, you know, it's good stuff. And it's got no chemicals. It's like bacon that I've cooked up. You know, I saved the drippings. But anyway.
Mm, yum, yum.
So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love bacon popcorn. It's so good. So, yeah, we're going to be, aside from, I think, for a little while, the hubby has to venture out, and we have an apple cider cake that we are taking for Christmas dinner. I'm making a small batch of gingerbread pudding cake. And
gingerbread pudding cake that my sister likes to make. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's why I paused. I
had to sing my gingerbread pudding cake song.
Yay! I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
Although, I still apologize for forgetting the whipped cream.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I had a bowl of it today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you? Awesome.
Well, I'm making that bitch last. Are you kidding?
I'll make you more. Honey, don't save it. I will make you another batch. I will make you a batch anytime you want.
Yummy.
I mean, it may take a few tries. I will make you a batch anytime you want. That and the meatball.
I'm savoring.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's delish.
Yeah, you know, oh, God. And the boys were like, I want some, because they smelled it, you know, because I didn't have time to make, you know, because I made you a double batch, you know, so I was going to make a single batch for us at the same time. And I'm like, you know what, I'm too fucking tired. I don't want to, you know, I made them cookies instead, but they smelled the gingerbread pudding cake going out of the house. And they were like, I want some gingerbread pudding cake. It's been so long.
Uh-huh.
So I made them some the next day. You know, that son of a bitch is still sitting in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Fool.
Have had one batch. I'm like, okay, fine. Fine then.
I'll make it for my sister. That's right.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll make it for my sister. She appreciates it.
I do. It's one of my favorite desserts.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad you like. Yeah, and I did actually, I think last week I did finally post the recipe on our blog. So, yeah, so it is there. It's there if you want it. If you would like to try it for yourself. Now, I have, because I found this recipe in Bon Appetit you know, or I should say, bon appetit. I shouldn't say it like a Californian, but a Bon Appetit magazine. Oh God, it's like years ago. I think I don't even know when I got it. I don't know what the date is, but it doesn't matter. So I got it out of a magazine, and you know, I experimented with it. Everybody freaking loved it, you know. But instead of the light brown sugar and the light molasses, I do the dark stuff because it comes out so much more tasty. It's so good. But anyway, so you guys, the boys are coming over?
Yep.
What y'all doing?
Eating pasta. Homemade sauce. Yeah.
Yay!
Meatballs,
I may have
sausages.
To sneak over for.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mhm. Oh my God! Nobody makes a sauce like my sister.
That is true.
Nobody. It rivals my grandmother's sauce.
Everybody says
you know, her...
that.
Yes, hilarious. It's like, oh my God! It's old, you know, and the fact that you have no Italian in you. I mean, aside from on occasion. Anyway, sorry. That, you know, you've got it. I cannot replicate my grandmother's sauce, but you have managed to do it. It's amazing. I love it.
Mm. Anyway. Mm. Okay.
Sorry.
So I am done for the night. What you got? Anything?
Nothing else. No.
All right.
Just, you know, enjoy your holidays. One thing. Just a quick for people like me and like us. If you are going to a family function this week, and we know, you know, especially as pagans, you know, there are a plethora of us that do not necessarily enjoy the family function aspect of it, but, you know, feel required to go. Just remember, anything they say about you, anything, you get all these questions, these barrages, have nothing to do with you. It's all about the person trying to get to you. Just, oh, that's nice. Try not to take anything personally. Enjoy the good aspects. Look for the good. Find the good. And enjoy. And that's all I've got to say about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Bye. We will see you next week with Jade Soul Luna. Enjoy some time with your families if you can. If not, I understand. And
yeah.
We'll see you next week. Blessed be, everybody.
Right. Blessed be. We love you guys. Bye.